All right. With the 18th pick, we selected Marcus Peters, a cornerback from the University of Washington. We're excited about adding him into an already explosive defense at a very important position, that cornerback position. Not only is it a important position from a defensive standpoint, but it's also we don't have a lot of numbers there, and so you take that also into consideration. Marcus, we had an opportunity to go out recently here and visit with Marcus's family, and so we feel comfortable bringing Marcus in here. Marcus had obviously a situation at the University of Washington this past year. Chris Peterson, who I'm close with, is the head football coach at the University of Washington. I had an opportunity to talk to him likewise. So he had a situation there where he was suspended for the football team. And we all make mistakes at times in our life. Marcus realizes that. We feel comfortable that he realizes that. It was an emotional situation, and he didn't handle it the right way. I think he's learned from it, from our experience with him. But we feel like, as a group, that he learned from that situation, and we'll move on. He comes again from a football family. His father was his high school football coach, and is a disciplinarian. And so, dad, mom, and grandma, everybody admitted that, along with Marcus, that he probably didn't handle the situation up there the right way. So we look forward, though, to bringing him into a very strong locker room here. And again, with great coaches to support him. And again, I think you'll see his playmaking ability. I'd be very... honest with you, I felt he was the best corner, along with Dorse. Felt he was the best corner in this draft. So, time's yours.
Yeah, obviously, you just kind of touched a little bit upon like the amount of research that went into this guy. But when you hear about someone being kicked off in the middle of the year, you know, how much deeper you guys kind of have to dig to vet that to feel okay taking a guy in the first round when that happens?
Yeah, well, I mean, literally, we Chris Ballard went out and spent a day with him, and just a few days back here. So we and that was besides the time that we brought him in here and spent time with him, and the time we spent with him at the combine, and he was up front with us. I mean, he said I goofed, and that's half the battle. If you know the issue, and you know, I think the one thing you're going to see is this guy is so competitive. You know that you kind of let your competitive juices get carried away, and then you learn to handle them. That's a maturing process that takes place with young guys, and we felt like when we were done with all this the talking and meetings that he had that under control, and obviously we felt good enough about it to pick him.
You talk a lot about energy givers, you know, watch him play. I mean, he's into it. You know, he's a competitive guy. But obviously the on-field emotions, sometimes they can stray a little farther than you like. Just how do you work with him to keep that where it needs to be? You know, because I know you don't like those penalties either.
So what you do is you shoot him straight. I think that's an important thing, that you're honest with this kid, and I think that's where that's where he's the best. Again, his dad was a coach, and his dad was a tough coach, so and he appreciates the honesty of shooting him straight. I don't want to get rid of any of that competitiveness. I don't want to, I don't want to back him off from bump and run. I love the way he plays it, and he's going to get up and challenge you. Is there going to be a penalty here or there for that? Yeah, there's going to be a penalty, but he takes it personally. He's going to get up and he's going to bring it to you. He's a physical player, a tremendous tackler, and he's. He's a heck of a player. So, but he's got to just keep his emotions intact, and I think he'll do that. He's not a problem off the field. That's not what he is. He's not a problem in your locker room. That's not what he is. So, and he's smart. So it's just that those competitive juices. You just got to know how to control those.
So you see him being ready to play right away?
Well, I think so. Yeah, I on tape, I haven't coached him, but on tape, I would tell you that's. I think he can get in there and give you some snaps. So I feel pretty comfortable with that.
Coach, how much input did Emmett Thomas and Al Harris have in selection? How much are they looking forward to working with this kid?
Yeah, well, Al spent quite a little bit of time with him. So, as did Emmett when he was here and at the combine. So. I think he and Al are wired similar. When I had Al when he was young, and Al wanted to get up and get after you, and get after you and get after you. I mean, he was relentless with that, and so they seem to. I think he really respects Al is what I think, and then Emmett. I mean, how can you not respect Emmett? Right, that's Emmett's got a way about him with players. It's pretty amazing. So,
just on the television, after the pick was made, I think it was Ian Rappaport said that you guys reached out to Washington staff, and reviews weren't necessarily glowing. Provided that's true, how do you guys kind of wade around that and deal with that? You know, when the staff that coached him doesn't necessarily give him a great review, like how do you deal with that?
Well, listen, we did our homework. I mean, we talked. I mentioned I'm close with Chris. He does a phenomenal job. I have a ton of respect for him, and he's a straight shooter. I also know Sarkisian, and I've got a lot of respect for him, so we talked to them. And then most of all, try to spend as much time as we possibly could with the kid, telling him about how we roll and expectations and then how he rolls. So, and then through that evaluation process, then we came to a point where we felt comfortable picking him.
Andy, a lot of times guys, once they calm down and are not in the heat of the battle, regret doing things that led to his two suspensions. But when they get back in that heat of battle, that those emotions boil up again, and sometimes it happens again. Do you have a plan in case...
Yeah, absolutely. Well, absolutely. I mean, I think you're accurate with that. That's a true statement. And then you hope they, with the things that he's gone through, that's pretty dramatic there. So he came back for that year, and I think you could probably say he would have been a top 10 draft pick had that not occurred. So I would tell you that he, from what we've evaluated, that he's learned. If it does occur, I mean, we've talked to him about it. So if it does occur, he's going to be reminded of that, and then how he handles that is important. So, but we'll have to see how all that goes. I don't want him to not be competitive. That's not what I want. I don't want to take that edge off him. I just want him to be able to handle it the right way, so that it doesn't cost, obviously the team if it occurs with a penalty, and then two, that he handles it right with the coaches. And we came out of the evaluation feeling that that we would be okay there.
Is he going to have an issue with OTAs like D'Anthony Thomas did last year? Do you know?
You know what? I'll look at that. I don't believe so, but I'll it might be. It might be.
You don't know
I don't have that information for you right now.
How much does he factor in you of anyone?
I don't know. He's... I can give you a description. I'm not big on comparing guys. I'm not very good with that because they're all individuals. I don't think it's fair to the players to do that. But I would tell you, he's a physical player. When he's leaning on you, it's heavy and bump and run. There's a strength there, and then I tell you that he's got tremendous ball skills. A lot of corners can't, especially in bump and run. A lot of corners can't find the ball like he finds it. And then he's smart, which he knows how to play the game. He was raised around it, and he kind of gets that part. So he has some instincts, and then he has intelligence mixed in there. So you can formulate who you think he's like when he gets here. All right.
How much of a factor was Sean Smith obviously facing possible suspension in the last year of his contract? Yeah. You already have depth issues there.
I wouldn't tell you that. I wouldn't say it was Sean Smith. I mean, at all. I think Sean actually, once he gets through all of this, that you know, whatever I think Sean will be good for him. I think, you know, Sean has come in and kind of turned things over and works hard and puts a, you know, I think Sean will be a, you know, be somebody that, that this kid can look up to, you know, as we go.
In your research and all the background stuff you guys did, you know, one of the knocks on him is that, you know, there's some question about whether or not you can handle hard coaching. Is this a situation where maybe he doesn't need to? Like, you guys, you know, kind of know how to handle, you know, you feel like after talking, you know how you can relate to him and reach him, and maybe you have the ability to do that?
Yeah, I think he's handled hard coaching his whole life. I think his dad is a straight shooter. His dad's no nonsense. Made no excuses for him and what took place at Washington there. You know, and he was very honest with his son that he should have handled it a different way. And so he's, you know, I think it's important, though, like we do with any players, that you tell them, you coach them, and you coach them what's real. Don't fabricate. You know, that's what we do. I mean, as a staff, that's what we do.
How much tape did you watch at Peters, and was there like one game in particular that really kind of swayed you on a little bit?
Well, I mean, you got a couple of years of it that you can watch. We watched all of it. Dorsey locked me into that room, so I saw it all. You know, I don't know if there was one game. He had, 11 picks or something. I mean, just pick one, and yeah, no pun intended, but just pick a game, and I mean, you can get an idea how he plays.
Do you recall the one against Arizona State?
I watched Arizona State.
What did you think of that game?
Well, you know what? He probably needed to handle things a little bit different, but sure, they challenged each other. But you know, you got to, again, you got to be careful with your emotions, you know. But those were two good players, really good players playing against each other. It was kind of fun to watch, but you just got to, you got to make sure that you don't get any penalties there.
Andy, I know you guys like the bigger corners. How does he qualify? About 5'11 and a half, not quite 200.
Yeah.
He match up with those bigger guys?
Yeah, I think he's pretty good with that. Yeah. I think he handles that well. You know, the strong kid is a pretty decent sized kid, and you know, he gave him everything they, you know,
Andy,
he could handle.
A couple more guys. Andy, I'm sure many times in the last, whatever, 16, 17 years, you sat in draft rooms and did the balance between what kind of talent and what kind of problems. How often would you say, what's the batting average of getting a guy who's coming in with a little baggage and being able to keep him on his feet?
Well, I mean, I've had a little bit of success with that. Sean Jackson fell in the draft and turned out to be pretty good. You know, so I mean, over my time, I've had a few of those, and so but everybody's different. Everybody has their own little thing. So this isn't a malicious kid by any means at all. He's highly competitive. We think we have it nerd highly competitive, and just needs to learn to control that. So I mean that's what it is, and we felt, I think if you look at my track record and Dorsey's track, we're not going to bring somebody in that's, you know, a bad person, that type of thing. We normally see it being okay, and. You know, through the studying of the player, the person. So that's how we felt with this. Thought he could control all that.
Andy, sort of along those lines, just in the time here, you've had a lot of guys who were suspended in college for whatever reason. Sam's coming, Kelsey, Phil Gaines. Is that a trend? Is that a coincidence? Is that you guys having a willingness to take a chance on somebody?
Well, yeah, everyone's a different situation, right? So, and then you got to see where the player's at. I think, as much time as you can possibly spend with these guys, that's what you want to do, and then come out and kind of let your instincts take over on how you feel and experiences that you've had, how you feel about that player. So,
what's your version of events? Like, what led to him getting kicked off the team? It's obviously a significant thing. What happened?
Yeah, well, he obviously had an issue with the coach, and so I mean, there's I wasn't right there, but I mean there was a confrontation there, but not a physical confrontation, which was written about.
Right.
That's not true. But that's how, you know, that's what took place. It's a new staff, relatively new staff, right? So they weren't going to tolerate that, and they made a decision there. So what they felt was best for their team at that time, and I respect that. But again, we feel comfortable that he'll be a positive addition to, you know, the Chiefs organization and represent himself the right way and the Chiefs organization the right way.
Last one, Herbie. Coach, as the kick started drawing closer, were the Chiefs pretty much locked in on Peters, or were there other positions at play?
Well, when you're picking at 18, you've got a group of players there that you've got to have a number of players there that you'd be willing to take. So, and then you just trust your board from there. So you have a kid that we've done as much research on this. Obviously, we had done put the hours in before the draft. So we came out saying that we would take him if the board told us by rank that he was the best player. So we got to that point. We felt like he was the best player on the board at that time, and that's what we did.